We on Fridays like to run down a few things that are going on. Just a small smattering of what's happening because there's so much more than what we broadcast when it comes to the things that are happening around the Great Lakes Bay region. But again, some ideas that maybe will trigger you onto something that you'd like to do or say, oh, I know something that's kind of like that, or that reminds me of something else that's going on. Whatever the case, we hope that you have a chance to enjoy this weekend. So let's get started. And we do so, Art Lewis, with you, as long as your voice can hold out okay. That's not a good start. What do we have going on from your side?
Well, this is your last opportunity at Pitt and Balcony to see The Great Gatsby today and tomorrow at 7:30. The breathtaking glamour and decadent excess of the jazz age comes to the stage in F. Scott Fitzgerald's classic novel. You can find out more at pittandbalconytheater.com and, of course, all the theaters around here end in R-E.
I like that. It's another chance for you to enjoy an American Legion Post 22 Friday Night Fish Fry. That's at 2200 South Niagara in Saginaw. From 4:30 until 8 p.m., the public is welcome. Takeout's available, too, for the walleye dinners, the cod dinners, the perch dinners, the clam dinners. All available, again, 4:30 until 8, and the free fish dinners for active military personnel. American Legion Post 22 is at 2200 South Niagara in Saginaw. That's the corner of Sylvan and South Niagara, two blocks off South Michigan.
Tonight, enjoy live music by a special consort of musicians from the Saginaw Bay Symphony Orchestra, set to unique immersive effects in the Delta Planetarium's Dome 360 Theater. One night only, tonight, performances at 6:30 and 8 p.m., tickets are $15 per seat with children under 10 admitted free. Due to limited seating, pre-reservation is suggested. And to do that, you call 989-667-2260. 667-2260. Music under the stars at the Delta Planetarium.
That's cool. The Midland Center for the Arts is starting dialogue and presenting programs around the role that women have played in history and their achievements that are impacting tomorrow. And a special symposium is going to take place tomorrow with a keynote speaker. In fact, that's going to be award-winning author Daisy Hernandez. She'll share current disparities in today's culture in the center lecture room below the Alden B. Museum of Science and Art. This all starts at 10 o'clock tomorrow morning, and the keynote speaking address for Daisy Hernandez is going to be at 3 o'clock. To find out more about attending and what it's all about, you can go to MidlandCenter.org. That's MidlandCenter.org.
Saginaw Art Museum is pleased once again to host the Michigan Art Education Association Region 11 Student Exhibition. It opens tomorrow, and if you want to find out more, go to SaginawArtMuseum.org.
Starting tomorrow, Black History Month, and among the ways to honor, the public libraries of Saginaw have many opportunities for events and activities to celebrate the rich African-American history and culture. For example, tomorrow, it's called Spin an African Tale, as children aged 5 through 12 are invited to an hour of crafts, music, and African folk tales. And to find out more about that event specifically tomorrow, or all the other history, Black History Month things that are associated with the Saginaw Libraries, go to SaginawLibrary.org, SaginawLibrary.org.
Well, here is a very special opportunity. The Metropolitan Opera, live, on screen, at the Quality 10 GDX in Saginaw. And tomorrow at 12:55 p.m., Porgy and Bess, last seen at the Met in 1990. Eric Owen sings Porgy and Angel Blue sings Bess. And again at the Quality 10 GDX in Saginaw tomorrow, 12:55 p.m., Metropolitan Opera, live.
Weather permitting, I guess we'll say, bringing back the ice.
Yeah.
They're going to try. It's happening tomorrow at Hoyt Park. And from noon till 4, it's Skate with the Mascots. And Rory from the Detroit Lions will be there from 1 to 3. Lou E. Loon from noon to 1. Appearances by Billy of Buffalo Wild Wings and Coop from SVSU. The Bringing Back to the Ice folks say follow on Facebook, Bringing Back the Ice on Facebook, for information and updates regarding how the events are scheduled and taking place.
Marshall M. Frederick Sculpture Museum is presenting an exhibition called Hateful Things, February 1st through the 29th, so all month. It features racist memorabilia from the collection of the Jim Crow Museum at Ferris State University, helping to teach tolerance and promote social justice to the community.
We have going on Sunday, the Knights of Columbus, 4102 in Bay City, sponsoring an all-you-can-eat breakfast, 8 a.m. until 1 p.m., with the proceeds going to the council's charities. Enjoy it Sunday, the Knights of Columbus, 4102 at 360 South River Road in Bay City.
Peace Lutheran School at 3160 Lawndale Road is inviting families in the community to tour the school and learn about its infant and toddler care and preschool, pre-kindergarten, and K-8 school programs when it hosts its annual community open house. That'll be from 1 to 3 p.m. Sunday, February 2nd. Find out more online at peacesaginaw.org.
Next, Wednesday. No, I'm sorry. We'll get to that. Let me do this one first. I see it's in front of me. Starting Monday and continuing through the month of February, it's Art at the Anderson, and that's with the Anderson Enrichment Center on Ezra Rush Drive in Saginaw. And the Saginaw Public Schools Student Art Exhibit Award winners will be on display. You can enjoy that artwork 9 a.m. until 3 p.m. all throughout the month of February, starting on Monday at the Anderson Enrichment Center.
The group known as It's Okay Not to Be Okay, Depression and Bipolar Support Group, will meet Monday at 6 p.m. Come join the group, which meets at the McDonald GMC Cadillac, 5155 State Street in Saginaw, in their little cafe there. It's a safe and confidential place to share your story and know that you are not alone. It's Okay Not to Be Okay, Depression and Bipolar Support Group.
On Wednesday, the SVSU Music Department presents the Canola Band Concert at 7:30. This concert taking place in the Malcolm Field Performing Arts Theater on the campus of SVSU. Go to svsu.edu/music for information, svsu.edu/music to find out more. And a reminder that starting Monday and going through all next week, we've talked about this because we've had an association with a special interview that I actually had a chance to do last week with the earlier this week on the Focus show. And we've enjoyed giving away some passes. The Dow Tennis Classic starts on Monday and goes through next Sunday. The women's professional tennis players coming to the Greater Tennis Center in Midland. And all the action will take place, and you can enjoy that action. There's not just the professional tennis going on, but a food event and entertainment and all types of opportunities for kids to enjoy some involvement. If you go to DowTennisClassic.com, DowTennisClassic.com, it's probably the easiest way to get the information that you would need for all the tickets and things associated. DowTennisClassic.com. Again, it starts on Monday at the Greater Midland Tennis Center, the Dow Tennis Classic, back for a 32nd year. Some events, some activities, as we say, that you can enjoy to see and do. Again, just a smattering of some of the things that are going on. We know there's so much more, and we encourage you to find something to do this weekend in and around the Great Lakes Bay region.